And it's so nice to have Dr. Bae back in the studio because a lot of people, they ask me about it. Shan asks me questions all the time about the plastic surgery. I don't know what she's trying to say about me.
Because you've gotten filler and Botox and this and that. And
cool
I'm like,
sculpting.
Yeah.
What do we call cool sculpting, though?
Non-surgical fat reduction.
I've had non-surgical fat reduction, which I actually really like. And Janet, I know you're another client of Dr. Bae's. You say you've had non-surgical fat reduction as well. What did you think about your results?
Oh, I loved it. I had the procedure done about two and a half, three years ago, and I was just fascinated by it. I loved it. It was easy. It, you know, a little bit of numbing afterwards, but I had no scars, no blood, no downtime. I was stoked.
Yeah, and at Dr. Bae's office, you get to overlook the gorgeous bay and or the gorgeous city, I should say, and maybe even sip on champagne if you're lucky.
And watch Netflix and text my friends.
Yeah. That's a great way. You know what? There are so many Netflix shows I need to catch up on. I need to come in, have the procedure, and just catch up on Netflix.
Just binge. Binge all weekend. Yes. We don't have to be there.
Great. Leave me in there. You don't want to leave me by myself.
Oh, I'll go with you.
Okay. Thank you. Let's take a couple of calls. Line one, Shailene. Shailene, what's your question for Dr. Bae?
So, it's kind of an awkward one. I've never heard of it. But, like, just reconstructing the belly button after, you know, having four kids, is that something possible without doing a whole tummy tuck?
Yeah, you can. Certainly, you will redo the belly button if you get a tummy tuck, and that's the easiest, the most appropriate way to handle the reconstruction of the belly button. And we keep your own belly button, for the record. We just shrink it, make it a little cuter and everything. But without, if you don't do a tummy tuck, then there are certain things you can do with the belly button to help improve the shape. But probably the best look will be in conjunction with the tummy tuck. But the other thing that we get a lot of requests for as far as fixing the belly button is that people who got a belly button piercing when they're in their teens, and maybe they've decided that's not the best decision and they don't want it anymore, they'll get rid of their belly button piercing, and we can actually remove the piercing, the hole, the tract. We can remove that under local anesthesia and like redo the belly button in that sense. It looks really good.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Thanks for your call, Shailene.
Thanks. Bye.
Dr. Bae, before we get further into this, what is your website? So people, because you, the cool thing about your website is you have a price estimator on there and people know what they're getting into before they even step into your office.
Exactly. They can go to realdrbae.com. That's R-E-A-L-D-R-B-A-E, not B-A-Y, realdrbae.com /pricing. And then they could also go to our Instagram, realdrbae, which I appreciate y'all giving us a shout out, sending people to our Instagram. But I would like to see the faces on your caller, the look on your caller's faces when they go to that page.
You can just see Shan's.
Exactly. And they see the surgery and things like that.
Yeah.
Because if they go to look at our Instagram stories right now before it expires, they'll see arm and bra chub liposuction that we did yesterday.
Okay. So. I mean, they put it out there. They want you to know what you're getting into before you do it.
Full transparency.
Look, talking about scars, I have a piercing scar on my tongue.
Oh, yeah. I see
that. Do you do anything for that?
I can. Does that scar bother you? Not most people can see that.
I only buzz when I go. And then people say something about it. Like, that looks disgusting.
No, we could definitely, under local anesthesia, if it bothered you enough, we could definitely remove that scar.
I don't know. There's about 10 other things I would like to put above that. So I'll worry about that after that. We got another call on line three. Onetta, what's your question for Dr. Bae?
Dr. Bae, okay, so I'm one of those moms who I had really nice B cups before I had a baby. Then after I had my baby, I swear the whole top half of my boob just protested and just walked away. So I don't know, like, you know, I want to have more kids, but, you know, I really want perky boobs. So should I wait to have more kids before I get a boob job or what? Because this top half is just not working with me, you know?
Well, thanks for your call. So this is really actually a decision that's up to you that, you know, if you're unhappy enough with your breast right now, there is no medical reason that you cannot get a breast lift. It will not affect your ability to breastfeed. So if you want to just be happy now and get a breast lift, because, yeah, after you have kids, your breasts become very pendulous. I love that word, pendulous.
What is that? What does that even mean? What's pendulous?
Like kind of, it's like a pendulum. They're just kind of swinging back and forth.
Got it.
The collar knee.
I like to say teardrop. Yeah.
Teardrop, exactly. That is a nice way to say it.
Why? Because when you look at them, you cry?
So, yeah, you can definitely get the breast lift now. And, yes, when you go and have, if you have another child, it's possible they'll get bigger, but they won't necessarily sag to the same extent. So then you do have that choice of, like, you know what, I don't want to mess up the potential, potentially mess up my result. So then you can wait until after. But as far as from a medical perspective or the ability to breastfeed, you having a breast lift or breast implants will not affect you with that next kid or whatever. So you can totally choose to do it if you want.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You just made my morning.
All right.
Thank you. There you go.
All right, Dr. Bay and Shannon, Greg, you guys have an awesome day.
Thank you. We appreciate
Absolutely.
The call. Hey,
great caller.
Janet, I wanted to know from you, because this is the number one question I think people ask. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Bay, you can tell them, but we need somebody from personal experience who's been with you. The work, you had a boob job, is that right?
I did. I had a... I had a lift and implants put in.
And what is the recovery like? That's what everybody wants to know. How long and mm-hmm. when can I get up and when can I go jogging again?
Okay, so the surgery was a cakewalk, obviously. And he actually sent me home that day and he said, Janet, you know, when you get home, you can wash your hair. And I said,
Was that a big concern for
And
you?
I said, I'm not washing my hair. I just washed it. You know, it's too much work. And he said, it's just the motion of, you know, your arms and stuff lifting up. And I thought, oh, I get it. I mean, I was home that afternoon. I was moving around. I took a nap. I had some snacks. I went back to sleep. The recovery was really not that hard. It was a little bit sore on the second day. And then for the next couple of weeks, I just had to take it easy. And I wore, compression bra, like a jogging bra. I don't jog anybody. So can you you can imagine how much fun that was for me to buy a sports bra. Ooh. But nevertheless, the recovery was about, you know, I was back at work within 6 days. And I was just taking it easy. It was clean, simple, relaxing. It was like a vacation. I always look at any time I go see, you know, my good friend here, like it's a spa.
Yeah. All right.
You know?
Well, that's good. That is good to know because that's the number one question I get about recovery.